FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by artist and designer Barbara Bennett. Hello.
Hi, Louise. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Yeah, thank you so much. Every time I talk to you, you're up to something exciting. This time you've teamed up with Heineken 00 and Simon Zeebo to do a collab. Tell us where this came about.
So Heineken got in contact with me like 2 months ago, I'd say, and they're like, we'd love you to collaborate with Simon Zeebo. And I was like, that's unreal. I'm totally up for that because he's super stylish. I think it'd be a class collab. So we came together and we settled on a really cool design that I think we're launching tomorrow or over the weekend, and basically win a pair. And the design is based off when he scores a try, you know, that's the he does with his hands.
Yeah.
So it's cool. They're really cool. And they've done like the Heineken branding colours as well. So yeah, they're class. I can't wait for everyone to see them.
How do you work on something like that when someone is coming on board? Like, how do you kind of figure out what's the right way to go with it?
So there was a lot of back and forth.
I'd imagine.
You need to do like a million mock-ups to find the right one anyways. So over the past 3 weeks, we were kind of discussing over WhatsApp what would work. He was like, I love paisley design and everything. So I tried out a few kind of cool patterns like that on the computer. And then eventually we're like, come on, we'll just simplify it down and make it more personal to Simon. So that's why we decided on the hand symbol of the Z then, with Heineken colours. And I think it turned out really cool in the end. Nice and simple. Like.
Yeah, it's really nice because I'd probably be the same. You'd go in, you'd throw everything at it and then you'd suddenly go, okay, hang on, let's rethink this and see what we actually want to do.
I had mad patterns all over the face and he's like, well, they're not really me. And I was like, yeah, that's actually grand. We'll meet in the middle and we'll do the symbol anyways.
But it's good then because then you know kind of, okay, what we don't want, then you can do that list and it just makes things a little easier for you all.
Yeah, exactly.
But you've been doing the trainers for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, 4 years now since COVID, my little lockdown project. So
wow.
And it's going down well for me.
Yeah, it's been going really, really well. What have you been up to recently, apart from the Heineken 00 collab?
So I've been doing a few prints, actually. So I've just been doing the shoes nonstop for the past 4 years. And then after Christmas, I was like, I'd like to try something different. So I went back to my roots. I used to do all these like woven prints in NCAD. When I did graphic design there, and I thought I'd just release like a collection of prints, so I went back and made some cool ones inspired by like different cities from Europe and stuff. And they're really cool. You should check out my Instagram or TikTok, and it's really therapeutic to them as well, just weaving paper together for hours. It doesn't sound great, but it is. I swear, it's like knitting.
No, it's amazing. I was having a look at them on actually your Instagram, and it must take ages to do. It looks really intricate.
Yeah, it can take up to like 4 or 5 hours, I'd say, to do a piece.
Yeah.
But they turn out nice.
But like that, and like with the runners, there's a lot of colour in them as well.
Yeah, I love a nice, colourful, standout piece, so I do.
And this is where you also do your bespoke runners too, so people can come to you with ideas, can't they?
Yeah, so I do custom runners as well. I'm actually getting a lot of confirmation and communion ones this time of year, which is gas. Because I usually get a lot of like bridal or groom ones or just like newborn babies. But this time of year now, you know, April, May, confirmation ones now is the big thing, which is great. You can get like your name on them, like any kind of colour. I've tons of designs for people to choose from. And they seem to be doing well.
I think people like something that's different, don't they? And that's kind of why you're doing well.
Something unique, something someone else doesn't have.
This is it. And they last so well as well.
Yeah, they're all water resistant as well. So they're great in Ireland.
They'd want to be in Ireland. But you also do your home kits, don't you, if anyone wants to have a go at it themselves?
I do. So they're great for aspiring artists or sneakerheads. You basically get 12 different colours. An instruction guide, your brushes, palette, everything for you to customise your shoes at home. As long as they're leather, they can be like runners, boots, anything, and they are flying out the door. So I love how well they're doing, actually.
If someone was to get one of them and wanted to do just a simple design, how do you go about kind of mapping it?
So basically, every kind of leather material comes with the factory finish, and you just have to wipe it off with a bit of acetone. And then the paint will adhere correctly to it. Then you just have to varnish it. Pretty simple. It sounds a bit complicated there, but it's literally like a 3-step thing.
I didn't actually think of that, but I'd imagine it probably would roll off that top coat if you didn't remove it first.
Yeah, definitely would.
So if people want to find out more about your sneakers and also the collaboration, where's the best place to go?
So you can check out my Instagram, Barbara Bennett, or my website, which is Babs Canet. But I'd say Barbara Bennett's really easier. Barbara Bennett Galway usually pops up on Google.
Excellent. Barbara Bennett, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million, Louise, for having me on.